And the coaches show continues on the Mountain Rock as we head down to Liberty High School and visit with head coach Jansen Acklin. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Fantastic. A little like this brisk mornings, you know, and tonight for high school football, it's going to feel more like fall football, which is a wonderful thing. But congratulations. A really nice road victory last Friday night in a tough environment at Mountain Grove. And, you know, that was a fun game.
Yeah, it really was. We're just really proud of our guys for the way they finished the game. I mean, they showed a lot of fight and grit throughout. You know, it wasn't perfect at times. There were opportunities where we could have really taken control of the game and just didn't execute. And there were times where, you know, we could have got rattled, but we responded to those situations with a more positive mindset than we have this season so far. So it was good to have a battle like that with a really physical and tough team like Grove and come out with a victory.
Yeah, well, and, you know, one play that's really garnering a lot of attention was it was a lateral. You know, kind of a double lateral pass. And But, I've watched it on the film, and it was totally legal. There was nothing illegal about that at all, because it was, you know, it was thrown behind him, and, you know, you can throw it downfield. You can lateral it as many times as you want and throw it downfield.
Yeah.
But it's drawn a lot of conversations in the coffee shops, but you know, when you, I'm sure you talked to him about it. It was kind of a busted play, but what'd they tell you? What was their story?
Well, the play is actually called our speed option play. It's called recess in a situation like that. So, you know, obviously we have been giving Gavin a lot of speed options, him and Carter. So we were just trying to set up the old running back pass. And it's supposed to go, you know, play side. After Carter pitches it, Gavin has the option to throw it to the receiver or run it. And that got busted pretty quick. They sent their edge. Gavin got hit right as he got the ball. So, you know, Gavin and Carter just ad-libbed there. Carter went behind him. Gavin tossed it to him, and he went the opposite way. And, you know, the whole defense had ran the alley to the right side, so we're wide open on the left. Char's sitting in the end zone and
waving, you know, his hands.
Yeah, it's called recess, so they really ad-libbed to the recess part of that. And yeah, there was nothing illegal about it. The ref came over and told me that, you know, their coach was arguing that it was a forward pass, and they all were on the same understanding that it was a lateral. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then nothing illegal about that.
Yeah, it was just fun, you know. I mean, that was just, you know, and that was good times. Well, tonight it's another road game, and you're heading to Kabul and going to play against Coach Spittler. Of course, Coach Spittler is a Liberty alum. You and Tyler know each other very well. So have you guys had many conversations leading up to this game?
We've had a few. We've texted. We had a good phone call Monday, and we've texted throughout the week. You know, he's a good buddy of mine. Have a lot of respect for him, and it's pretty cool to be in this situation with a close friend. You know, being on opposing sidelines, but you know, we'll probably talk again before the game and have a good phone conversation after. But we're both pretty competitive, and we're both, you know, pretty focused on getting a win tonight. So.
Well, you know you're going to get a heavy dose of Mr. Fleetwood, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, he's been their main ball carrier for a few years now. And, you know, he's a great player. He's a load. And then Trey, their quarterback, he's a really good athlete with a lot of speed. And then they got Owen Casper back there who's he runs kind of like Fleetwood. He runs downhill, and he's hard to bring down. And then those guys with a really physical group of linemen up front and a talented senior class overall. So we know we're going to go over to Spittlerland tonight and have a battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's and what's interesting is, you know, I mean, like they're 3-3 right now, and their three losses have really been, you know, close games.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They've they show fight every night. That's for sure. They play very physical. You know, it's not, you can't put these guys away easy. They fight through everything. So we know we have a real test tonight.
And being at home, you know, that's always a good, warm, fuzzy feeling when you got a home game. But the Liberty Eagles and the Kabul Bulldogs, and that'll be on the Fox 96.9 live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. And, you know, last week we had internet issue. Everybody had internet issues last week. But so hopefully we don't incur that tonight. But, Coach Acklin, we appreciate you so much for joining us. And, of course, we'll see you a little later on this evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.
You betcha. Coach Acklin of the Liberty Eagles, and that's coming at you again on the Fox 96.9.